At least 5 Palestinians have been killed and 8 others injured during confrontations with Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank. Palestinian sources say the Israeli forces stormed several villages in Jenin and Ramallah, surrounded houses and opened fire early in the morning. Israel says that soldiers raided 5 villages to arrest who they call Hamas operatives. Live now to West Jerusalem, Harry Fawcett is there for us. Harry, what more do we know about this latest violence?
Well, certainly the idea of Israeli raids in the occupied West Bank is something that takes place on a very regular basis, but not usually ending in this level of violence and death. What we know from the Israeli military is that they began their operation in the north of the West Bank, in and around Jenin. There were several arrests that took place, but in one village, the village of Burkin, there was a gun battle that eventuated in the death of at least one Palestinian man, a 22-year-old. The governor of Jenin saying that two Palestinians were killed during the course of that gunfight. And then later, in the early hours of Sunday, there was the separate operation around the village of Bido. And in that, 3 Palestinians were killed. The Israelis say that they were breaking up Hamas, or were seeking out a Hamas terror cell that was in the process of plotting an attack inside Israel. Those are the reports coming through army radio. And in that second gunfight, there was a senior Hamas figure killed, Ahmad Zahran, who had been on the run for some time and had been hunted by Israeli forces for some time.
So what's led up to all of this, Harry?
Well, certainly the Israelis say that this was an operation they'd been carrying out for some days, at least, if not weeks. The Israeli Prime Minister, Naftali Bennett, on his way to New York to speak at the United Nations General Assembly, he said that this was a terror cell and that it was in the process of planning an attack. As I say, this one figure, Ahmad Zahran, he was being very much... He'd been in the sights of the Israelis for some time. There was pressure being inflicted on his family. 8 arrests and detentions recently, including that of his wife. So there had been some kind of lead-up to this. As far as Hamas is concerned, it is saying that the blood of its martyrs, as it called them, would continue to fuel the resistance against Israel. It criticized the Palestinian Authority for its security cooperation with Israel. The question now, I think, going forward is how this will be received, both in the occupied West Bank, whether there could be further violence there, or indeed, as we saw with the arrests of the prisoners recently, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad prisoners, we saw rockets fired out of Gaza in response after those arrests. So I think there will be some attention on Gaza, even as there are reports of a potential prisoner exchange being negotiated between Hamas and the Israelis. This obviously will be a point of tension, these deaths overnight.
Al Jazeera's Harry Fawcett reporting live from West Jerusalem. Harry, many thanks.